how are you, Mr. President?
Fine, Mac. Glad to hear you.
Getting some sleep?
No, I'm not giving anything. I'm just...
terrible.
I've been looking at some of the wires and reading some of the papers.
Yeah.
And going over some of Orville Freeman's and general stuff come in.
Everybody, I'm sure, is in with stuff. Buzz called me about a press conference for tomorrow, and the best piece of news I can think of to make would be to announce some people to conduct a talent hunt. And I wanted to try out with you a list of people that I've talked over with Bob McNamara and with Kermit Gordon, the two people who are right around. Some of them have been talked over also with others before. That you might appoint a committee, or say that you were going to appoint a committee to help you get the best possible people. If you wanted to, the natural and easy man to put in charge of that would be Humphrey. Then you could add Bob McNamara, Sarge Shriver, who did the Kennedy talent hunt, and John Macy, who'd almost have to be in it as the head of the Civil Service Commission. Then try and get three or four or five first-rate public citizens people, people like Courtney Smith, who's the president of Swarthmore and runs the Rhodes Scholarship Selection. John Gardner, who's the head of the Carnegie Corporation in New York and is probably the best talent scout in the foundation and higher educational world. Maybe if you need a labor man, I would say Walter Reuther. If you'd rather not have a labor man, you wouldn't have to have one with Hubert there. If you did put Reuther on, then I would suggest that you balance him with somebody like George Baker, who's the dean of the Harvard Business School, which runs the entire sort of servicing of junior executives for business in the country. Then we'd need someone from the West. A fellow named Howard Bowen has been suggested. He's the president of the University of Iowa and a good staunch Democrat and a hell of a promising younger man. Now, to do this really tidily, we ought to wait, but if you wanted to make the impression tomorrow, I could get in touch with these people and get them buttoned up if you want me to.
No, I don't. I wouldn't want to announce it. Some of them I wouldn't want on there. For instance, I wouldn't want Reuther and Humphrey, and I'd scare the hell out of the country. The others sound generally pretty good. I don't think you ought to make an announcement of it, though.
Well, you could just say you're going to make such an appointment, set of appointments, and hold it up, or you could simply say you're thinking about it for tomorrow.
Well, I think the thing we ought to do is you ought to talk to each one of these folks that you can, the ones you feel, the McNamara and the educators and the folks of that general type, and say that they want any good people that they know of that might be available for government service, and without saying anything to the papers about it. I don't know what unless we've really got some news to make, I don't see anything but trouble out of a press conference.
I couldn't, what they'll ask you, Mr. President, question one is, what does your mandate mean? And I wonder if you want to answer that question right now.
I don't think, unless there's some good reason.
My own advice would be against it, but the way Buzz reported it was a decision, and we were going
to get
material.
I told them if they had any news, let's see what it was, and let's get anything we could get, and then take a look at it.
Well, this job can be done just as well on the basis of actually asking people to do the work and not making a fuss about it.
That's right. What I'd like you to...
The advantage of that is it prevents them from getting 1,000 letters from all the office seekers.
What I'd like you to do is talk to whoever did the job for Kennedy.
Yeah.
Whoever you could recall that, that really thought up you and thought up Goldberg and thought up McNamara and the folks of that kind, and if Shriver had any experience in it, ask him how he did and who he talked to, and then you try to talk to some of the same folks along the same line.
Well,
we are filled with undersecretaries and assistant secretaries in different places, and I think the real key job that we got to get pretty quick is the Attorney General, and they keep leaking out the story that we're very unhappy with Celebrezze. I'm not unhappy with him, and if I were unhappy with him, I'd think it'd be very cruel to leak it out.
All I want to do is to say it.
I wish that you'd say to any of them to ask you that we're pleased with our cabinet and we're not Well, I don't think it's fair to a man to keep it.
When
and
you
then
get
read
to
it.
Make those changes, you want to make them with the man.
That's
not
right.
This way.
That's right. I never have expressed that thought, and I don't like. I got a letter from Dillon, and he wants to talk to me about leaving the government. That troubles me a great deal because I just really don't want him to leave the government. I really genuinely want him, but I'm afraid that these White House spokesmen had been speaking about Dillon not being happy.
Not it, Mr. President. I had a half an hour with him, and Clark Clifford told me he'd had an hour with him earlier this week. I said to him what I knew, that you wanted him to stay, and he said he understood that. He really understood that he had very powerful personal reasons, which have to do with the fact that the Dillons are worth a couple of $100 million, and his father's 82 and dying, and there's nobody in charge of that office and hasn't been for 12 years, and he really is under the heaviest kind of family obligation to do something about it. But I think there's, you know, there's only one man in the government that can change his mind, and you're that man.
Wonder if Clark isn't pretty good on talent scouting.
Clark is, and is already thinking about it.
I wish you'd look over that White House, because that's really where we're going to really need to start him, right there.
Place. He is looking it over. You ought to get him down if you're willing to stay down there next week, because I think you can, Mr. President.
Well, I'm worried about you. Always put them on such a spot when they come in.
I don't believe you need to. I don't know how tightly you're watched down there.
Oh, they just watch everything. They make you tell them who's here every day. They got every road watched, and got every plane watched. And
can't a jet star get in and out?
Yeah, but I don't think he could come without the...
I think Clark could get in there. What you ought to do is, Mr. President, you can have people come that it's permissible for you to see, like Rusk and McNamara and me, and we can stow away anybody you want. And the same thing if you send for Kermit Gordon, you can have a stowaway. I don't think that strip is watched, and I think you can get anybody in and out there that you want with a little planning.
Well, we might do that. I kind of thought what I might do is just come on back Saturday afternoon and go to church Sunday and work there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday where everybody's there, and then come on back here Wednesday for the President of Mexico and stay the rest of the weekend.
Well,
I haven't decided yet. I don't want to be away too long, and...
I think the country feels good to have you resting at the ranch, Mr. President. I'm just looking at the Newsweek and Time copy. I don't know whether you've seen yours, This victory is one that has a very comfortable lee shore behind it. You don't, you're out of the wind for a while, and I would think that people would expect you to make the government come to you for a bit.
I was distressed this morning to learn Lee White was thinking about leaving.
Well, that's news to me. I was told the same thing yesterday, and I think he ought to be talked out of it. I can check with him if he's still in town.
I wish you would. Just tell him that we just consider him indispensable.
I will. He's a hell of a good fellow.
Yeah, in that field, he's awfully good, and he's running well, I think.
Very.
I don't know what to do about the Feldman thing. We never did give him the top title. We just told him that he'd be acting
kind
there.
Kind of acting, but I think it's just awful. I do need to talk to you about that, because I talked with Bob McNamara for 2 hours today and found he felt very strongly that that was the soft point in your existing staff, and that we ought to do something about it. Now, I can generate a darn good job offer for Mike, but I don't want to do it until the circumstances are right from your point of view and until you're sure, because he cuts an awful lot of bread, Mr. President, as Clark said yesterday. I talked to him about it. And the only thing is, he's just not altogether thinking about how it is for you, and that's what you got to have.
Well, I guess we better talk about it. I sure do like that boy, Ed Chase, of what I know about him.
He's good, I can promise you. And Bob, I checked that with Bob. The two people I feel free to talk with at the moment are McNamara and Clifford, and I'm just staying.
Well, check it with everybody, and let's try to find some people. Clifford ever say what he'd do about Finney?
Clifford, I tell you what, Mr. President, I talked to Clark, and I think the truth of the matter is that if you offered him the attorney generalship, he would take it. If he did that, then he would want Finney guarding the shop. If he didn't do the attorney generalship, then I think his readiness to part with Finney would go up. I'd called on Walter Jenkins yesterday afternoon. He's much better. and he told me he had talked to Finney at your request, and that he thinks Finney would come into the White House if you asked him to. But he thinks it's Walter, really, who told me his judgment was Clark wanted Finney to guard the shop because he wanted to be free if you asked him. Now, Clark also told me that his whole relationship with you was built on his not wanting anything, and that he thought you knew that, and I believe that to be absolutely true. He sees the chance to be a great attorney general and to be the man who sets a standard. Although he has some of the reputation of a fixer, you and I know he's not a fixer, and I think he'd get past that. I do think he'd be a very distinguished attorney general. I doubt if you can have him and Finney, too. I don't think that that works. And there are very good arguments for confirming Katzenbach where he is. He is good. He is entirely loyal to you and to your purposes. And he has shown great ability. It's not clear you'd make an improvement right away, except there is a magnitude to Clark and a kind of, he's a big fella, Clark Clifford. Katzenbach is a growing fella. Finney, I don't know so well, but I know people who do know him have just the highest regard for him.
Well, if that puts us back, we're going to need a good many people. I don't know what Larry's going to do, and I just sure hate to see him.
Well, I think if I were you, I would tell you that Larry doesn't have a thing that he now wants to do. And what I think would be true, I talked to Henry Wilson, not about Larry, but about that office, just gossip about the house yesterday, and he's a very good, thoughtful, and helpful fella, Henry, just straight as a string. He thinks that that Larry wants to be free to go, but hasn't, in fact, a particular thing he now wants to go to, and it isn't at all clear to me that Larry is all that eager to go if you really want him to stay. I think that's something that might...
What do you think's going to happen to Ken?
Ken, I think, ought not to come back into the White House. I don't know what he wants to do. I would sure offer him a job in the committee, a major job, if I thought he could be held to that. I doubt he can, and I honestly don't know his plans. I just don't know at all. But I don't think that he can be your appointments officer, and I don't think you think so, and I don't think he'd want to be. And I think that this is just a clear cut and very, very friendly. I think that's no problem. I think that we all ought to be in the position of saying to Ken, you know, what is it you do want to do, and is there anything we can do to help, or have you got your own ways and means of going and doing it, if in fact he wants to leave the government, which my guess is that he does, genuinely wants to. I know he would not be interested in the way Ralph is, in going abroad or in an embassy job or anything of that sort.
When's Ralph going to go?
Ralph set to be sworn in about the 20th and to go within a week after that. So we're moving on a short time frame.
He recommends his assistant. Do you know him?
As a successor? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that, Mr. President. I do know him. He's a very good, conscientious guy, but he isn't the size and shape of a fellow to be the talent sieve for the White House, and I think most of the people who dealt with him would agree on that. He's a good guy, but... your special assistant for appointments is going to be have to be a very hard piece of steel in the next 6 months.
And well, who do you think fits it?
I don't have the answer yet, but I think after the weekend I will have two or three possibilities.
Okay, all right.
All right, sir. Because now I've got you, Mr. President, you should know that Foreign Minister Schroeder is coming. It has hit the papers. The President, the Secretary, I meant to check that with you first. He's coming to consult with Rust. We have over the weekend, we have both Spock and Lunds here. They're both pining to see you, but we see no need to invade you at the ranch, and we're stonewalling on that unless you happen to want to see them.
No.
Have you got my memo, message I sent you about the Wilsons coming? Harold Wilson, the British Prime Minister?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that'll be in during the afternoon, and if you'd have Marie tell me your views...
in January?
Well, he wants to come early January, which is hopeless,
yeah,
because that's when you'll be doing the State of the Union, getting ready for the inauguration. We think putting him off till late January is a mistake because the Germans will then say that the British and the Americans are delaying on all these matters and that we're going back on our beautiful friendship with Bonn. So what we'd like to propose to him is that he come in very informally and unofficially, not for a decision meeting, in the week before Christmas, 21st, 22nd of December. That would get him out of here so that you...